Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God, our loving God, our loving King, loves us and He speaks to us heart to heart. The Lord is mighty and strong. And Paul once said that we're stewards of the mysteries of God. You know, in the body of Christ, we must learn to think like God. People can receive the love of God, and then you live like you love. Your life will reflect the way you love. The sowing part of your life, the reaping part of your life, it will always reflect how you've sown. When you love people, when you really love people, you care about them. Now, some people wrote books, how to win friends and influence people. They look people in the eye, they shake their hands, they act like they care, they listen, they use their name in the sun. They do all these things. And it'll work if it's genuine. In other words, the type of people who are successful in life, not in business, I'm talking about in life, they listen to people. They respect them enough to hear their story. When you love people and you're there for them when they need you to be, and if they have something to say, you give them your attention and listen to them. These are the elements that build life. Now, it's the same thing in our relationship with the Lord. We take time and we hear Him out. We listen to Him. When I first started reading the scriptures, I wanted to know about God. Was a mystery to me. And I heard that He loved me and He died for me, and I wanted to know about Him. But He was still a mystery to me. I knew that He cared about me. I felt safe in His presence. But He was still a mystery to me. So I started with the New Testament. When I first started reading, I started in Genesis. But after I got saved, I started, every night I would read consecutively. I started in Genesis and I read a chapter every day. And the more I read about what the Lord said, the more I was interested in getting to know Him as a person. And I wanted to understand what He expected of me. And I desired to please Him, and I didn't want to fail Him. That became increasingly important to me. And our relationship with God is no different than our relationship with man. We have to love Him enough to hear what He's saying and hear Him out. And I learned some things that's important to God. I learned what God is doing in His presence and in by the Word of God. And the more I learned, the more I loved God, the more I understood, the more I desire to grow and do the things of God. Now, some people took those books, those motivational books, and they were successful because they were genuine. And some people did, and then people thought that they had a new friend and they trusted them. But over time, time will tell all the story. When you care about people and they know it, they confide in you, they trust you, they feel like they have somebody that's got their back in the business or in a marriage. And they, you know, when people are important, they begin to know that. And then, but the love of the world, people will betray the best friends they could ever have because they love the world so much. Loving the world is treacherous to everything. I explained yesterday in the Sunday school that lukewarm people are treacherous. The Lord just taught me that. This is why He don't spit out the lukewarm people. They love the world and they betray people for the love of the world. They change God's world for the world, love of the world. They try to please man instead of God because they love the world. They commit perjury because they love the world. They murder because they love the world somewhere. Put under pressure, they side with the world at any time. And the Lord can't anoint them because they're treacherous. People that are anointable, God, they have to be there. They have to be the kind of people that will follow God. It's so crucial now. I'm not going to lose my soul playing with the world in such a dangerous time. But that's not why I follow God. I follow God because I love Him and I love His people. I see the need for what it is, and I want to do, if I yield myself, God can use me. And if I continue to yield myself, He'll use me more. And He'll give me a greater anointing. And as long as I keep it activated, He'll keep giving, He'll keep adding, multiplying that anointing for His benefit. I know that if Jesus was about to return and I didn't know Him, I would want somebody praying me in the kingdom. So there's millions of people out there that hadn't come in yet, and they're about to be destroyed. So now, I'm going to live forever. I'm not in a hurry to go to heaven because I'm going to live forever no matter how this thing plays out. Whether I go through the tribulation or get raptured out before it gets too bad, that's irrelevant. I want to make sure that I use the time I have. When it's over, it's over, and I won't be able to work. But I can work today. So when you spend time in the Lord's presence and hear Him out, hear what He has to say, and you don't jump the gun, you listen and you get an understanding and you thoroughly prepare for what's ahead, then the Lord will anoint you and you'll be able to do things you normally could not do. And then with our relationship with people, when you're genuine with people, it's detectable. When you really love people, they know it. They sense it. If you're acting right to please them, they can sense that too over time. But there's a benefit to listening. I'm a listener. I wanted to know how people thought when I was a child. You know, I was born with questions. I want to know, how did things get to this point? Why is it the way it is? The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. So I studied people, I listened. I was born this way for a reason. I'm not just a son of God or a child of God, I'm a creation also. And the Lord put things in us to solve problems. And Mike Murdoch used to talk about how when things aggravate you a certain way, or things that you're curious in certain ways, that's because God created you that way so that you can solve those kind of problems. Now, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but that's just what he was saying. You know, God gave that man a lot of wisdom. Now, the thing about the revelation from God, it comes from genuine relationships with Him and the way God designed people. So when people do outstanding things under the anointing of God, and they teach things that nobody else can teach, you got to see that person if you want that element. And it's safe because it's fresh from the Holy Spirit. Even if they do something crazy, even if they don't believe the same way you do. You know, in the Christian church, there are so many variables of interpretations. Some people want to, they harp on being baptized in the name of Jesus, for instance. And some, they want it to be the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's the only way to do it in their eyes. But actually, both of them are recorded. You know, Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the apostles baptized in the name of Jesus. Instead of getting hung up on little details, it's all obedience. And water baptism don't save you one way or the other. It's a testimony You testify to the world that you are in Christ. And you know, he died and rose again, and you died to this world and you rose again to new life in him. If instead of being concerned about a reputation, I left my reputation in that baptism water. I'm living a new life now. And I'm doing all I can do to live a new life in Christ. But to argue over how we baptize is irrelevant. And sometimes you're going to get people that view things a little different. They still love God, they still washed in the blood, but they view things a little bit different. But God chose to give them a revelation that you need. And you got to see, if you want the revelation, you heard your father's voice in that mouth. Now you got to receive it. You got to buy that book and listen to it and see what, get the whole revelation, and it'll add to your life. And sometimes you have to do this in order to take the next step. If you try to go without receiving that revelation, your life is not going, your sowing won't be right. Because God expects you to receive the revelation that he sent. And if you fail that, then you're not going to go any further. Sometimes the things that God send you is what you need to go forward. So many times the Lord made adjustments through others. See, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That includes the written word of God, the Holy Spirit within you. Watch this, the Holy Spirit upon you. See, the Holy Spirit within, he'll teach you things according to the word of God. He's not limited. But he mainly teach you things as you study, you learn from him. And the Holy Spirit upon, that's the anointing. You're full of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit upon you is rivers of living water to help you minister. And you can learn from that too while you're ministering. I learn a lot while I'm ministering. Now watch this. The counsel of others, the Holy Spirit within them, and the Holy Spirit upon them. I learned so much. The Lord is trying to get a point over to me. He begins the process, and he gives me the confirmations I need through others, and he calls people to say things to get me on track. I may hear a message from somebody on the radio that I don't even know, or I may hear a concept of, I'm walking past the TV and somebody say something, and it gets me to praying in a certain direction. And then I hear something I never heard before. Henry Gruber, he's the kind of person I was looking for. The Lord gave him an assignment. Assignments are precious. A lot of people, they flow in tradition. They don't receive assignments. They stick with tradition. God was able to establish this man in an assignment. This is what I've been looking for since the Lord taught me about following him. Now, the Lord can do mighty things within the traditional realm, just like he can outside the traditional realm. Traditions are good, but following God is perfect. And I learned so much as I hear his YouTube videos. I watch the long ones where he's explaining things to churches and he share how he learned things. You know, sometimes we have to be introduced to knowledge. The Lord taught Kenneth Hagin thoroughly about authority. And that was an element I needed. I saw so many moves of God come to a close because people didn't know how to fight and they didn't take their authority. They didn't operate the authority that God gave them. And I've had 100% success when it comes to stopping gunfights. I've never had nobody to die because of a gunfight since I've been since those days that I took time and listened to the tapes of Kenneth Hagin concerning authority. And I talked about that on other broadcasts. But that was an element I needed to proceed forward so I could fight, do the warfare I needed to do in my own life, and for my own ministry, and for my loved ones. See, when you're doing God's work, it's dangerous. You're at war with Satan. So when the Lord give me an assignment, or give me a new chapter, or a new phase of an assignment, or give me a new assignment altogether, whenever He give me something to do, I have to do warfare and protect my house, my children, my wife, my friends. I have to pray for the people around me so the enemy won't start stuff to get to me, to change my focus. A lot of people didn't know to do that. When you're doing ministry, you're at war. People die in a war. I have life insurance for my family because I know I'm at war, but I'm not afraid of death. And the Lord told me, He gave me my life. No man can kill me. I'm not going to die by the hand of man. And I say that bold as I can because it's true. I received that word from Him, so it's true. It's true because I speak it. You know God's will, speak it. I'm going to be in the perfect will of God all my days. That's a confession of myself. I'm going to be in the perfect will of God all my days. I will do all that's in His heart. I love confessions. They protect your life. This is how you use the authority and the word of God together to produce the future you got to have. There's nothing wrong with it. That's right. That's what you're supposed to do. If I didn't learn about authority, I wouldn't have made it this far. And the Lord gave me a glorious assignment. And it's thriving. And it doesn't look like it, but it is. I got inside information. When you follow God, you have inside information. When people have outstanding revelations that you need, you got to see them to get the inside information. Buy their books, listen to their tapes, have conversations with them. Talk to them over a cup of coffee, but do what you got to do to receive that revelation. And it's very important. In Sunday school, I sent David a video, Sid Roth video, and he listened to the YouTube video. It's on, you know, everything, the television broadcasts are put on YouTube to see it wrong. So I listen to it, and when I get one that I know people like, I send it to him. Well, his granddaughter said, buy the book, and he bought the book. Now, he's got the revelation. Now, I've been listening to the YouTube videos, but I haven't been buying the books like I want to. Because of money. And I got to make more money. So yesterday I prayed for more money so I could buy books. A lot of these books I would love to have. But I listened to the video. That gives you a synopsis of that revelation. But when you buy the book, you get the whole thing. And sometimes that's what you're going to need to proceed. And when people get in pride or just lazy, they don't want to read, you got to invest in your ministry. If you get in pride and you don't receive knowledge that God gave somebody that will help you, you can't proceed as good. Some people say, well, yeah, but I listen to the Holy Spirit. But if God gave, this is something you got to understand. God gave somebody an element and He made it available to you. He expects you to see that person. That's like saying, well, I don't have to go to school because the Lord will teach me. It depends on the situation. If the Lord uses Bible colleges, he's got correspondent courses. He has radio ministries. He's got all kind of elements. You have to follow the path that provided by the Holy Spirit. If you should go to school, go. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead you to go. And sometimes he'll lead you to do things the way that you got to do. He led me the way I had to do it. And God, and he'll tell you why. But when it comes to certain revelations, if a person has it, you got to see that person. You have to spend time, take time, and listen to them. And God will bless you to understand and have the revelation that they're trying to give you. But a lot is lost because people, they give in to the pride of this world. Or they're jealous against the person because God didn't give it to them. And they make that kind of decision. Or they feel, well, that person is not as far along as I am. I don't need to listen to them. You got all kind of thoughts that people have. But when you sense the Holy Spirit in somebody, you need to listen to that person. It doesn't matter how far along you think they got or how far along they actually got. The revelation from God, it came to that person sometimes because of the way God made them. They'll ask the questions that nobody else will, and they got the revelation. And you got to see that person. If the Holy Spirit tried to show you what he already showed them, it may take years for you to get it that way. In the Lord, to match time, you gotta take the shortcuts he provides you with. That person, revelation can save you years of headaches. If I didn't learn about authority, I know my life would not be as far along as it is. I might not even be alive. There are things about the Lord that he wants to reveal, and he does it through others who are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. I've had so many conversations with people that's full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, and it propelled me so that I could be fit for what God has to do. I've heard them on the radio, TV, conversations with everyday people that just had the knowledge of God at that moment. And it helped me secure my own life and so better. It's not about competition. If you got in competition, you need to repent. If you're in Cain jealousy, you need to repent. Because the Lord can't pour any more oil on a person like that. But when you get in his presence, he can show you how to, whatever you're doing, he can show you the ways to enhance it. And it's not necessary to do it the slow way when you have people of God are not stupid. Some people they won't ever grow up or be what you expect. But that don't mean they can't receive a revelation from time to time. And if people go to church over 10 years, they're full of the word somewhere. They've been hanging around the word. They got it in their heart. And sometimes they get to a point the Lord can give them revelation that you desperately need. And sometimes they're wiser than you think, because people don't always talk about what they know. In the church world, pastors and preachers that preach a lot, they get used to people looking to them to give them information. But people have been hearing all along, buying tapes, reading books, not only from the pastor but others. And they're growing. And you'll never know how deep the word is in their heart unless they get up and proclaim something. So when God sanctions somebody to do something, they can do it. Because God is not foolish. He sanctions people that will that love him. They passed some tests to do that already. So when you hear revelation coming out of the mouth of babes, it's safe to listen to it. My own children, the Lord is moving in their lives, and they're understanding. When I ask the Lord about my children, how they're doing, it's always a good report. And when I talk to him, I see what he's talking about. And we're in there. You don't always see the growth in people, but it's there. And I thank the Lord for it. In other words, you don't have to miss out. Listen for the voice of your Father and obey him. And everything will get strong. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.